Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. Holistic and alternative medicine are disciplines that have emerged as a vital resource to both supplement and, in many instances, bolster the health needs of millions of people around the world. This morning is part two of our three-part series exploring how you can improve your health with holistic alternative medicine and corrective care. Back in the studio with me this morning is Vince Feliciano, public relations and marketing consultant and wellness coordinator and member of the board of directors for Corrective Care Wellness Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that is geared toward natural health and holistic alternatives in North Carolina, reaching out to the sick, elderly, and disadvantaged in the Charlotte community. Also joining me in the studio is Ty Kim Spencer, also of Corrective Care Wellness. Ty Kim practices muscular therapy and is a strong proponent of natural healing, raising five children with vitamin supplement roots. Ty Kim believes that the best healing also begins at home with attention to diet, exercise, and preventative measures to head off disease at the pass. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I am absolutely excited about having you back. We are doing a series on this, and I think it's very important that we cover a broad range of areas so that folks can get the benefit of your wealth of knowledge in this area of holistic and alternative medicine, and also corrective care, because I think I failed last week to mention or to keep reiterating the idea of corrective care, and I think that is important. Before we even get into corrective care, talk a little bit about why you both decided to get into holistic ministry or holistic medicine and alternative medicines, because I think that's important so people know that there's an impetus behind all of this.
Well, I met Ms. Spencer some months back before I got started, and I was very excited when she started to talk to me about the things specifically that were already in line with my thinking. Mm-hmm. My thinking being that I just didn't like using over-the-counter drugs or medically prescribed drugs. It's not to say that those wouldn't have worked for me, mm-hmm. but I have also done my research and found that many of those drugs they present new dangers. So you go and you see a doctor about something, and they tell you take this pill, and so you start taking this pill, and then 6 months later, 8 months later, now you're suffering from a new problem, or what you originally were treated for is not actually addressing what was causing you the problem. Mm-hmm. So you have not only not addressed the problem, but you've now actually worsened it and added something else. So when I met Ms. Spencer in Corrective Care Wellness, everything that she had to say to me about it sounded very exciting. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had to be a part of this. The way that I fit into her program was my PR skills, being able to talk to people and share it and spread the word. Because she's a hands-on, and she'll tell you, she'll be the first one to tell you, she'd rather not have to speak up. She wants to help people, and That's where her focus is. Mine is, let me talk. Let me get on the radio. You know? Let me get on TV if I have to.
Well, you're doing very well.
I appreciate that. And you know, plugging and talking to people and networking. So those are my strengths, and I feel that the combination of what I do and what I do well and what she does and what she does well.
Now, you mentioned danger. Usually what accompanies a commercial dealing with drugs is the disclaimer. And who could read those disclaimers? First of all, it goes too fast. The letters are too small. And of course, I'm already dealing with glasses, and I'm like, okay, I can't read that. So talk a little bit about the disclaimer and tie it into why you think there is some dangers tied to conventional medicine.
Well, the dangers are, they're very clear. They're spelled out for you. You can turn on any TV commercial, and that's specifically talking about a medicine.
Yeah, something for your eyes, and you get diarrhea as a result of taking it.
Well, and here's the interesting thing is when you watch the commercial, and they depend on you watching it, mm-hmm. listening to it is not enough. They want you to see it. So while the commercial's going on, they have this beautiful woman or this nice-looking man, or they have children in the background or a car or a house, and all this beautiful music going along. And while that's going on, they're going, this may cause dysfunction in your liver and could cause heart attacks.
Yeah.
You you know, it's just, to me, it's laughable and mind-blowing that this kind of thing happens in our day and age, but it does. And they not only does it happen, but it's relied on to be the main avenue for their promoting their products.
Ty, talk a little bit about the impact holistic medicine has on the biochemistry of the body. As I understand it, the benefits of plant extracts and herbs has a particular type of impact on the body. So talk a little bit about that aspect of alternative and holistic medicine.
Well, because I'm not a scientist, I can't tell you how their interruptions occur with certain chemicals that they use. I don't understand in depth the chemical reactions that occur with a lot of these medications and why a heart medication should cause an aneurysm. But these are the things that occur. And they occur directly as a result of the chemicals that they're utilizing within these compounds to help you, quote unquote. I can tell you, though, that the reactions to the body, your body basically is built with everything that it needs to be able to regenerate cell tissue and to carry on a nice, consistent, healthy existence if it's given everything that it needs.
Right.
Chemicals are not what the body needs to function in a natural order of things. It doesn't work that way. What it needs is the nutrients that are at the basis of its growth, its regeneration, its reproduction. Those are the things that it needs, are the nutrients. And those are the things that are largely lacking in an American diet, in a natural American diet. I say natural and using that loosely because people don't eat naturally today. Fruits and vegetables, it's a treat, and for many people, because McDonald's is the norm. Excuse me. Burger King.
Well, my son works at McDonald's.
No offense to them helping young people.
That's absolutely
fantastic. Their programs are great. Hopefully they'll get some more natural things on their menu. But yes, people do not eat enough healthy, natural things, and then we can't skip the subject of agriculture. Agriculturally speaking, in this country, our soils are depleted of many of the nutrients that our food should be grown with.
And that's what's disturbing to me. There is no nutrient-based marketing of really good food out there. Of course, you can see the processed foods, and they make it look so good. The ice cream is just, you know, I indicated last week, I love butter pecan. But, you know, I think there's a natural craving for that sugar for me. I don't know if there is a chemical imbalance or something going on internally. I think naturally I should be attracted to the grapes or, you know, the specific types of fruits. But my body yearns for the sugar.
In a situation where your body has gotten used to certain things, it's like somebody gets used to smoking. You're going to crave that nicotine. You get used to certain foods, that's what your body wants. It could be good for it or it could be bad for it. If you turned your whole situation around and you started to eat healthy and really restricted yourself, your body would crave healthier things. It would not necessarily crave the artificial sugars, artificial sweeteners.
Is there a length of time for that process to happen?
It's based on the individual, really it is, because it depends, too, on how much of a deficit your body is in nutritionally.
Because if I've been eating ice cream and fried chicken and all of these things for 40-something years, it would seem to me that it would take a little bit of time for my body to crave those natural nutrients that would be beneficial to me.
You'd be surprised. I mean, for people, when they begin the process of getting healthier, and one of the movies that we're going to be showing for our nonprofit fundraiser is Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. You'd be surprised at how quickly your body responds to that nutrient boost that you're getting. You take away those other things, and your body's going to kind of buck against you for a little while and kick you and scream and holler, kind of like the bratty kid that's like, I want the candy. It's going to be a little bit, you know, maybe a month or two where you're getting stomach cramps and you're like, I don't think I can take this. I don't think I can do this any longer. But if you stick with it and you're consistent, your body will come around to your mind's understanding and stop pestering you and just go along with the flow.
Right. Vince, in terms of from a marketing perspective, how do you get folks excited about eating healthy, about doing things naturally? What could you do? Because there's a barrage of commercials out there that would indicate that the ice cream is better and that the grapes are okay. So how do you get involved in that and really get into the mix and get folks excited about eating naturally and healthy?
Well, that is the challenge. That is the number one topmost challenge with this venture of trying to get people educated, because like you just said, if you put a plate in front of you of ice cream or spinach, you're going to go for the ice cream.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I mean, I have had a weight problem my whole life because I've been choosing the ice cream.
Yeah.
And it's been in recent years that I've been trying to educate myself and get myself back in shape. But the challenge is getting people to find an interest big enough to outweigh the desire. If that makes any sense.
That
when the spinach is there and the ice cream is there, you are going to get that spinach. There's another factor, too, and that's saving money. A lot of people find it to be maybe out of their reach.
Yeah.
They think that it's out of their reach to eat healthy. And one of the things that Corrective Care Wellness is really trying to do is show people that it's actually pretty inexpensive. And on a side note, by the way, since I've started working with Ms. Spencer, I've lost 40 pounds, and that's been in about 5 months. Probably less than 5 months if we really calculated it.
Now, explain how you were able to lose 40 pounds.
Well, as I mentioned to you last week in our show, there are a lot of products that we use. And there are products that Ms. Spencer has found that works with her plan to educate people, and she's put me on them. One of the products that we get comes from Youngevity, Youngevity.com. And I mentioned that to you. Dr. Wallach is behind that. We also have locally here in Charlotte, Stan Brown. And Leah Anderson actually is also supporting us with that out of Utah. But getting on some of those products. Then we also have been using Visalus, which is another one that we stand behind, because we find that those products are working toward getting people not only healthier and losing weight, but giving them a positive attitude with the program that Visalus has, where it puts you on a 90-day challenge, and you have 90 days to set a goal. This is what I want to lose in 90 days. Now, what am I going to do about it? And Visalus gives you the instruments to make that happen. And then there are other products, too, that we also stand behind. So that's a lot of what we do, trying to build some excitement, trying to build some knowledge. And by having the programming that we're going to be having on August 3rd and August 4th, that's I can't think of the name of it now. The fundraiser that we're doing, that's going to help to educate people and let them know what's going on.
Right. Now, Ty, one of the things that I mentioned last week was some of the issues that I deal with personally. Talked about high blood pressure and a couple of other things. So let's get into some of the specific types of remedies, or because, again, I'm on high blood pressure medication, but I would love to have an alternative to that. So get into some of the things that you're providing so that people can understand that there is an alternative to medicine.
Well, one of the things that is encouraged for individuals is to work closely with your physician, because for one thing, physicians need to recognize that the alternative practices do work.
Right.
And for another thing, they need to keep a close eye on you, because oftentimes people, they'll come in the office and they'll say, well, I want to get off of my high blood pressure medication tomorrow. I can't make that recommendation to them.
Right.
I won't make that recommendation to them that you jump off of your high blood pressure medication. There could be something else going on in your system that we do not have diagnostic testing to track.
Right.
Sticking close by your physician when you're backing out of the scenario that you're in is very, very important. But again, with a circumstance such as yours, high blood pressure is a title. Like, you carry your title, mm-hmm. Mr. Holland,
yeah.
that's your name.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the root of you, I mean, we talked a little bit about you wanting to write. There's more behind you than just your name.
Right.
And there's more behind high blood pressure than just a higher blood pressure that's 140 over 90 or higher, mm-hmm. which that's supposed to be the danger zone. People have to recognize that you basically are what you eat.
Yeah.
If you want to eat pecan ice cream, you may have to deal with that.
Right, right. And also, tobacco use, sodium mm-hmm. intake, lack of potassium, these are issues that contribute to high blood pressure.
Yeah.
But,
well, can I hit on sodium for just one
sure,
second?
Sure, sure.
Simply because we're on the way in, we're listening to some information from Dr. Joel Wallach, mm-hmm. and he pointed out the fact that one of the first things that a farmer puts out for their animals in the morning is a salt lick.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that?
It's to provide minerals and nutrients to the animals. Mm-hmm. Animals don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield, Medicaid, major medical. They don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So they're saving a lot of money.
Exactly. Exactly. So farmers have to save a lot of money, and they still have to make sure that they have a healthy livestock in order to continue their existence as farmers. Mm-hmm. So we really have to kind of look at that and reevaluate how we're doing things. Mm-hmm. Because if salt is not the killer, if it's an aid, why are we telling people salt creates high blood pressure?
Right, right.
And I didn't do the studies. I mean, these studies have been done by other named doctors, and Harvard University has done a number of studies of their own that can back this information. I'm not coming off the top of my head with this, mm-hmm. and they are in major American medical journals. So people really do have to reevaluate how they are taking control of their own circumstances.
Vince, you wanted to add?
Yeah, just you know, some research that I did also on the salt intake. If I asked you, what do you think your doctor would tell you is the reason for high blood pressure? What would be the first answer?
Weight and salt.
Salt.
Right.
But in actuality, it's more about your minerals being deficient in your body.
Really?
Yeah. Now, in my research, I found out that in Japan, the Japanese, who statistically live almost 5 years longer than Americans do, take as much as 12 grams of salt every day.
Let me challenge you on that. They don't have fast food restaurants on every corner.
Depends on where in Japan you are, because okay. unfortunately, the Western influence has spread its web mm-hmm. across the world.
And as that influence has spread, so has the rise in disease.
Yeah.
But now, I found that very interesting, that salt was something that is not the root of your high blood pressure, but doctors tell us that all the time. Mm-hmm. And in actuality, we should have at least a teaspoon of salt, iodized salt, every day.
Okay. Now, in terms of the other types of ailments that people deal with, what are some of the extracts or minerals that you recommend for things like, first of all, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease? Could you talk a little bit about what you would provide individuals who are struggling with those types of ailments?
Individuals that come in and they have various different circumstances, and I say circumstances versus ailments and disease,
okay.
because it's the circumstance that you currently are in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to stay that way.
Right.
Basically, heart disease, high blood pressure, strokes, any number of circumstances that you could find yourself in, when you backtrack that, you're going to find that at the root of it is some type of nutrient deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
The studies have been done to show that a copper deficiency can lead to brain aneurysms. The other issues really, again, are nutrient-based. So to tell you, to sit here with you and say, okay, I want you to run out and get some selenium and some copper all in different containers, and you put them together at the doses that you think you should, it's fractured nutrient therapy.
Right.
You don't want to do fractured nutrient therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to make sure that individuals are getting the whole, it's like you eat an apple, you get a certain amount of nutrients in that apple. It's there. Genetically speaking, when the apple is developed, it was created to have a certain measure of nutrients in it. Our bodies are the same way. So to tell someone you should run off and you should get this or that, that's not the appropriate way to handle it. Mm-hmm. They need to boost all of the nutrients that are required by the body in order to start moving toward a healthier cycle.
Now, you did indicate last week you noticed that I had some gray in my hair. So this morning I got up and I shaved all my hair off. So,
I noticed your ears were a little longer today.
but you did indicate that a part of my problem was copper deficiency. And that's one of the contributors to my having gray hair. Talk a little bit about some of the deficiencies in people's bodies that minerals would certainly bolster and help.
One of the big killers, you know, that everybody would like to see eradicated is cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is a big one. And cancer leads back to several nutrient deficiencies, but largely selenium. Now, again, I do not recommend anyone run out and buy, you know, 16 bottles of encapsulated selenium mm-hmm. and start feeding it to your grandmother because she has cancer of the bones or to your wife because she has breast cancer. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
What I'm saying is understand that that is a part of the problem with nutrient deficiencies, that there are oftentimes with certain circumstances like cancer, you're going to find that there are particular nutrients that are highly lacking in the system. One of the movies that will be shown in our fundraiser is Food Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to go in depth in the science behind individuals' nutrient deficiencies and some of the things that really are missing and lacking dietarily for them to be able to maintain a healthier lifestyle.
So if an individual walks into corrective care
mm-hmm.
And indicate to you that they have this particular issue, you would, of course, do a workup and evaluation to determine where they are. And what happens after that?
We work structurally mm-hmm. at this point. We work structurally, and we really want to ascertain structurally how their body is doing. And when they come in and they share with us, well, you know, my doctor has diagnosed me with fibrous tissue in the breast. It's non-cancerous, but it's growing. They want to do a procedure to just scoop out all the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the question becomes, what tissue are they removing?
Right, right.
You
right.
know, is this is viable breast tissue? Is this viable lymphatic tissue? You know, what is it that they're removing because you have this fibrous tissue that's growing? And actually, it makes, in that particular circumstance, it would make the breast feel like brick.
Yeah.
That's not an answer for an individual. They don't want to hear that we're going to scoop out a large portion of your breast tissue in order for you to feel better from this situation. What we talk about is, again, bolstering nutrients. As soon as you start doing that and you cover all the bases of the nutrients that are required by the body to be healthy,
mm-hmm.
you have a reversal. The body naturally starts to reverse the condition
right.
on its own.
Right. Well, we only have a minute left in the show. Time flies when you're having fun. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up. But, Vince, I did want to ask you, in terms of your ability or, you know, you successfully lost 40 pounds. What do you do or say to people who, or how do you encourage people who are struggling with the idea of just getting out of the bed, who are exhausted during the day? They just don't have the energy. Is there a mineral or a supplement for that? But I think there's also something deeper going on, too, in terms of getting off the couch. Address that issue for me in about 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds. That's tough.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, well, really, the main thing is to just start.
Yeah.
Honest to God, that is the main thing. just start. I hear so many people give excuses as to why they won't do it, or they don't know if this is the right thing for them, or, you know, just excuses. But just stop the excuses and start just today. For the next 15 minutes, as I'm talking right now, as you're hearing me talk right now, start right now. And the start has to happen in your mind and in your heart.
Yeah.
When you've made that decision, I'm going to change something in my life starting right now.
Well, next week we're going to... Well, during our next program, we're going to get into some of the superfoods, some of the healthy foods that I think might be important for people to consider. Because, again, as I said earlier, most folks, when they go shopping, it's making the choice between buying real fruit as opposed to some of the things that we see, some of the packaged foods. And so I want to talk a little bit. In fact, I think we might be able to spend the entire show talking about the specific types of food that will enable people to get on that healthy track. Is that something that you guys are amenable to?
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen, because I need an alternative to the butter pecan, because I just can't help myself. I'm sorry. And I keep mentioning it because I want some right now.
And when I say, and when we say eat, you know, that you need copper, I don't mean eat a bunch of pennies.
Vince, you had one other thing, and we got about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that they can contact us on our website. That's correctivecarewellness.com. So if anyone would like to contact us, we are at our website is at www.correctivecarewellness.com, and our phone number is 704-713-0327. And also to be aware that on August 3rd and August 4th, two films that we are showing, the first one is Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and the other is Food Matters. And you can purchase the tickets on our website. We will be holding that at Energy Fitness, and that is on Independence and Sardis between Burlington Coat Factory and Value City.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. I want to again thank my guests, Vince Feliciano and Ty Kim Spencer, for providing very important and, in my judgment, profoundly critical information about holistic medicine and corrective care wellness. It behooves us all to learn as much as we can about these alternative approaches to benefit our health needs. I'm looking forward to our next installment of our Holistic Health series. I strongly urge you to log on to their website, www.correctivecarewellness.com. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.